Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Calm Over Chaos, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy roller coaster called life. I'm Brandon Cole, your host, the friendly neighborhood philosopher who's all about helping you find that inner peace amidst the chaos. Today, we're diving deep into something truly powerful. Self-compassion and forgiveness. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up for mistakes, big or small? You know that feeling when your inner critic is on overdrive, whispering negativity in your ear? Well, my friends, I'm here to tell you that it's time to hit the pause button on that harsh self-judgment and embrace a little bit of kindness. Think about it. Wouldn't life be easier if we treated ourselves with the same love and understanding we offer our dearest friends? Wouldn't it feel less like an uphill battle if we were kinder, gentler, and more forgiving towards ourselves? That's what self-compassion and forgiveness are all about. They're not about letting things slide or being complacent, they're about recognizing that you're human, you're going to mess up, and that's perfectly okay. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate this beautiful practice of self-love. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. First and foremost, remember that we're all imperfect. We make mistakes, stumble, and fall. It's part of being human. Embracing our imperfections allows us to be more compassionate towards ourselves and others. 2. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine your best friend had just gone through a tough experience. What would you say to them? Chances are, you'd offer words of encouragement, understanding, and maybe even a good laugh to lighten the mood. Now ask yourself, how often do you extend that same kindness to yourself? 3. Practice active self-compassion. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When those negative self-talk spirals start, gently acknowledge them and then try redirecting your focus towards something positive. Think of it like training a muscle. The more you practice self-compassion, the stronger it becomes. 4. Forgive yourself and others. Holding on to grudges, whether against yourself or others, only weighs us down. Forgiveness is a gift we give ourselves. It releases the past and allows us to move forward with lightness and grace. Remember, forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. It means choosing to let go of the anger and resentment that no longer serves you. 5. Practice gratitude. When we focus on the good things in our lives, even amidst challenges, it shifts our perspective and fosters a sense of contentment. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've poured your heart and soul into it, but as you stand up to speak, your mind goes blank. Suddenly, all those meticulously crafted slides seem meaningless. You stumble over your words, sweat beads form on your forehead, and your confidence plummets. Does that sound familiar? Ever felt like that? We've all been there. It's a universal experience, the fear of failure, the pressure to perform. But what if, instead of berating yourself for this disaster, you treated it as a learning opportunity? What if you acknowledged your nerves, gave yourself some grace, and used this experience to grow stronger next time? That's the power of self-compassion. It allows us to navigate those challenging moments with resilience and kindness towards ourselves. So, remember, my friends, life is a journey filled with ups and downs. Be kind to yourself along the way. Embrace your imperfections, forgive yourself and others, practice gratitude, and never stop learning and growing. Ready to take action? Here is your challenge. Today, commit to practicing one act of self-compassion. Write down 3 things you're grateful for, or say a kind word to yourself in the mirror. And hey, don't forget to share your thoughts with us. Let us know what resonates with you and how you're incorporating these principles into your life. Join the conversation, you're not alone on this journey. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it chaotic, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.